News, I'm Ben Thomas. More blunt words about the war in Ukraine following President Trump's suggestion he'll negotiate an end to it with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Sagar Magani reports on what Ukraine's president is saying.
Meeting in Munich with Vice President J.D. Vance, Volodymyr Zelensky says he's looking forward to working out how to stop the war.
Really, we want peace very much, but we need real security guarantees.
That came shortly after Zelensky said he'll only agree to meet in person with Russian leader Vladimir Putin after a common peace plan is negotiated with President Trump. Zelensky says the president's assured him Putin wants peace too.
I hope that you will pressure him because I don't trust him.
The president has upended 3 years of U.S. backing for Ukraine, suggesting Kyiv will not join NATO and will likely have to cede territory Russia has seized the past 11 years. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Treasury Department's watchdog's launching an audit of security controls for the federal government's payment system. Democratic senators have raised red flags over access provided to Elon Musk's Doge team. The latest from the investigation of last month's collision between an Army helicopter and an American Airlines jet near Washington's Reagan National Airport. The National Transportation Safety Board's Jennifer Homendy.
17 seconds before impact, a radio transmission from the tower was audible on both CVRs, directing the Black Hawk to pass behind the CRJ. CVR data from the Black Hawk indicated that the portion of the transmission that stated "pass behind the" may not have been received by the Black Hawk crew.
And the atmospheric river that hit Southern California has residents near the Eaton Fire burn scar digging out roads now covered in sludge. Dry weather has returned, but the risk of rock and mudslides remains. This is AP News. Retail sales plunged along with temperatures in January. After 2 months of healthy gains, the Commerce Department reports they dropped 0.9% from December. Seth Sutel has some reaction in the AP Markets report.
Wall Street edged back from an all-time high following some mixed profit reports from big companies. The S&P 500 barely budged on Friday. That came a day after the index rallied to within 0.1% of the record high it set last month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dipped 165 points. It's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite rose about 0.4%. Airbnb rallied more than 14% after the company reported stronger profit for its latest quarter than analysts had expected. Applied Materials fell about 8% after giving a revenue forecast that came up a bit short. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. The government reported that sales at retailers weakened much more sharply last month than expected. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.